You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans, and welcome to Irish Sports Talk. This is episode 393. Randall's here in the studio as well. Randall, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
A lot of little things have happened this last week, and I haven't really been able to keep really close track of it. Had a wedding that I was in the wedding this past weekend, and so my head was filled with making sure everything went well with that. But there are definitely some Notre Dame news to cover: a decommitment, a new commitment, and maybe a few other things. So let's start with the decommitment. And is there anything besides? I guess there's some drama that went along with that, right?
Well, yeah, from the current commits. Also, decommitment was Braden Lindsey, the wide receiver from Oregon, and he decided to decommit from Notre Dame and commit to Oregon, and he said he's shutting down his recruitment. Everybody kind of thought that Oregon was going to be in this till the end, you know, that they'd always be trying to push him to commit. But what it looks like it came down to him deciding to go there because of track. He loves running track, and Oregon has a very elite track program. Yeah, Notre Dame has a track team too. I mean, obviously Troy Pride, and there's been some other guys that run track. But I don't know. Oregon had a better deal for him, I guess, in his eyes. I think this is a big loss, people. To the team, but I think people are trying to say that, oh, you know, whatever, we didn't really need him, we got other wide receivers. But if you look at this guy's speed, I mean, he's a track guy. He wants to run track, and some people even suggest he'd want to try to run for the Olympics. I mean, he's a fast guy, and Notre Dame's been recruiting these big receivers. We see what size receivers Notre Dame currently has and guys that they're offering, and they need some speed to add to that. And so you can say they can get other receivers. You know, it seems like they have plenty of them, but it's going to be hard to replace this guy's speed. And he wasn't just going to get on the field because of the speed. I mean, he's a good football player. So he could have been that next guy, you know, next to EQ. I mean, I don't know if EQ would be around next year, whatever. He'll be a guy that they can use. Will Fuller, we're always trying to find a Will Fuller replacement, and this is probably the closest thing we would have come to.
And I still think that a guy like Fuller is still once every decade, we'll have a guy like that that just has that speed to...
Well, Notre Dame's been missing out on the guys that we think could be, you know, could maybe compete to put up numbers like Will Fuller, or do what Will Fuller did. But you know, last year you had Demetrius Robertson. Now you have Braden Lindsey. I mean, there's some speed here, and I think it's a big loss for Notre Dame or for the class. But I think it looks like it's been in the works for a while, just because of how, you know, there's different things, but the way that the other recruits responded like instantly. This has been...
And let's start with what he tweeted out. And okay. It was a nice screenshot from his notes. I'll read through it real quickly. This is from Braden Lindsey. First, I would like to thank the Notre Dame staff, players, commits, and fans for all the love and support they have shown me. In the interest of my future in both football and track, I have decided to decommit from Notre Dame. It was a very difficult decision, but one that was best for me. This isn't a reflection of the University of Notre Dame at all. Notre Dame is a first-class university, and I wish them nothing but success. With this said, I would like to flip my commitment and am completely shutting down my recruitment. I am very proud to represent my home state and be committed to the University of Notre Dame for both football and track. Hashtag Go Ducks.
I get Brian Polian even tweeted out. He said, recruiting is a funny deal sometimes. It's important to remember we're dealing with kids. This process can be overwhelming. / crazy. So that was from Brian Polian. And then, guys, probably the most vocal guy was Jamie Franklin, one of Notre Dame's latest commits, he had a whole bunch of tweets. One of them said, like I said before, don't trust everything you see. Even salt looks like sugar. Then he had another one that had a picture that had recently been tweeted out of the current commits, kind of like a, it's a drawing.
Okay, yeah.
Whatever you call that. It's a painting of all the current commits. And
it looks like very nicely done clip art.
Yeah. And he obviously scribbled out Braden Lindsey and has a couple of in red, then has two cloverleaves over the top of him. And it said, keep it moving, bros. I ain't switching up the facts. And then CJ Holmes, he tweeted out, you was never gang gang, you was never one of us.
I was really, and there's a few more. Or this is the only
No, there's some more. Ovi Gofu said, it's more than football, it's a family thing. Phil Dracovic said, too many flaky people. But those are just some of them, and this is the first time I've seen so much from the players.
I was really surprised. I wouldn't be surprised from fans, but from the recruiting class, I was surprised by the reaction.
I was too.
And I'm afraid...
Which shows me that I don't think he was part of... Usually these class are pretty tight. I mean, mm-hmm. they have a close-knit group, you know, have their group chats, and this is obvious he wasn't part of that. It just goes to show that this didn't just happen. I don't think they...
I don't think
the
either...
quick reaction.
I don't think either they would have responded like this if they would have had a really good relationship with him.
Yeah. But the thing that was a little bit irritating is when the... Okay, so the Notre Dame player doing that, and then the Oregon... One of the assistant coaches sent out a tweet. It just said, mood, and had a couple of hashtags, and then hit a little clip of from the movie Rudy. And he's waving, he's like smiling, and he's like slowly picks him and like waves to this girl, and is like smiling, and all of a sudden another dude enters the picture right beside the girl and like shakes his head no, and so he just like drops his hand in shame. And so that's what an Oregon coach tweeted out. So
which
there
is,
was some Twitter which is, drama.
It's funny, I'll give him that. That was funny.
He must. I wonder how long it took him to find that and prep that. So anyways, that's what happened. Braden Lindsey is no longer part of the class, and I don't expect him to rejoin the class. And even though, well, it was just a couple hours later, Notre Dame did pick up another recruit, George Takis, and he was actually the third number 12 guy to join the class. So the last three commitments have committed right after we've dropped a recruit. So each time they've been the 12th guy added to the class. So there's been three number 12s.
So we need to get over this hump, is what you're saying.
Exactly. But George Takis, he's a 6'7", 242-pound tight end. Big guy. And four-star.
One of the highest-ranked tight ends in the class.
Yeah, and he had actually, he's very familiar with Notre Dame. I believe his mom went to Notre Dame, took class here, and so he actually lived on campus like when his mom was here. And he's very familiar with Notre Dame. He was here for a couple days and just visited again. And then after the visit, you know, decided to commit to Notre Dame. He is planning to be an early enrollee, which I always like to see that. And he already has a list of things. He's planning to play in the U.S. Army All-American game. He's taking part in Rivals five-star challenge, and he was invited to the opening finals. So he's a big guy. Or was a big-time recruit, and that's the tight end that Notre Dame wanted. They still got offers out to a couple other guys, and they're highly ranked as well. I mean, Notre Dame doesn't need another tight end, but if they want to, if one of those guys wants to come to Notre Dame is not going to say no either. So we'll see what happens with those guys, but a good addition to the class. And Notre Dame did also send out a couple offers, two 2018 offers. Obviously, right after Braden Lindsey decommitted, they sent out some more offers to wide receivers. Gordon Porter is a three-star wide receiver from Rano, Cucamonga, California. 6'2", 175. And then you have Kobe Smith as a three-star wide receiver from Gardena, California, 6'2", 175. So both those guys are basically the same size right now.
Probably not quite the speed.
no, not quite the speed. They did also give out two 2019 offers. Julian Barnett is a four-star. He plays wide receiver and cornerback. 6'1", 186 from Belleville, Michigan, so not that far from Notre Dame. And then Cade Stover, a four-star defensive end slash outside linebacker, 6'5", 225 from Mansfield, Ohio. Right now, Crystal Ball has him 100% to Ohio State. He's from Ohio, but Notre Dame's done, you know, they've gotten guys out of Ohio. They've gotten some of the top-ranked guys out of Ohio. You know, Tommy Kramer, Liam Eichenberg are two guys they took out of there. So, you know, now that he has a Notre Dame offer, we'll see what happens. He's a 2019 commit or offer. So that's the offers that went out. Notre Dame is hosting a lot of guys. There have been a lot of guys on campus and a lot more guys showing up. They're doing different camps. I know they had a bunch of kickers in this last week. And they're having the lineman camps coming up. I mean, they have a bunch of stuff going on for recruits, try to get them on campus. They even had a local quarterback on campus, 2020 quarterback from East Noble, which is, well, from Notre Dame, it's probably about 45 minutes. But I think that's the team that Marquis Stepp had his injury last year when they were playing East Noble, because we were planning to go out to that game, so it's just like a half hour from here, but didn't work out. So, yeah, a lot of stuff happening on recruiting, and I expect Notre Dame to pick up a couple recruits here in the next couple months, because high school football starts in August, and the guys that want to commit before the year start are going to do that before then. So the next month and a half, 2 months, or maybe pick up a couple more guys. But that's, oh, keep saying so what all the Notre Dame staff is doing, you know, to try to get the recruits excited about Notre Dame. The latest thing they've done is they sent out Upper Deck trading cards for the commits and different players, like recruits.
Which I think we mentioned one of those last week.
They did a new one again. So pretty impressive. You know, they have a whole list of stuff on the back from winning stats. Trophies and a star and a win over Michigan in the first game of the year. And
ESPN, yeah, picked that up too on their website. And I'm curious if this will have any negative impact. I don't know. I kind of have mixed feelings about it.
As far as for the negative impact on the recruits or
just Notre Dame trying to make themselves look not holier than thou, but mightier than,
every school
mightier,
does it.
Mightier than thee.
No, a lot of schools do it. It's just, it's Notre Dame, and so
it's
unusual for Notre Dame. They haven't been doing stuff like this.
Yeah,
and so sometimes, they're doing it to try to keep up with
everybody
else.
I told you I have mixed feelings about it. I do kind of like it, but I also think it's kind of cheesy at the same time. But
yeah, I don't know. I like it. I mean, this is what the kids like to see. I mean, you gotta remember you're dealing with teenagers. So, wouldn't you like to see a Upper Deck trading card
in
a Notre Dame uniform?
It halfway feels like the fantasy camp. It's not real. It's fantasy at this point.
True.
Is there any more information on the safety transfer from Navy, Gilman? Any more info on that, about his appeal or trying to get the rule change?
No, I haven't heard anything on that.
The
only thing I've heard as far as appeals is that supposedly Tristan Hodge is trying to appeal something. We don't know what, but he wants to play right away at BYU. So I don't know what he'd be trying to petition there. They didn't say, but I believe it was Pete Sampson that tweeted something out about that. I don't think he knew either. They didn't want to disclose information, but that's kind of an interesting take. But yeah, I haven't heard anything more on the safeties. The 2017 recruits are showing up on campus, so they're getting settled in and getting used to college life.
All right.
One other, I guess you could call him a recruit, Justin Brent, did decide to enroll at Nevada. He was actually over in China doing some studying over there. I mean, it was school. And I guess they were recruiting him while he was in China. I'm not sure how it all happened, but he did announce that he's going to Nevada, where he wants to keep playing football and further his education. So he's still excited about football, and he plans to play wide receiver. So, which that's what he originally came to Notre Dame at. I mean, he was a wide receiver and was switched to running back. So did maybe he's got a chance to compete there. I don't
know. Did he graduate from Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he had all the he was very, very athletic. It's just a matter of putting it all together. So maybe he can do that.
Brian Kelly praised him as far as when he was an incoming freshman, how he doesn't look like a freshman as far as physically.
Yeah.
But sometimes
maybe now that he's got his degree, maybe he can, you know, obviously still taking classes at Nevada, but maybe he can focus on football a little more.
And he did have a lot of off-field situations. He was
always involved in some kind of drama, it seemed like, so.
Okay. That's all I've got. Anything else from you?
Just a couple things. Former Notre Dame players, DeShone Kizer signed his deal with the Browns. So it was actually the max deal he could get. And he's getting, for 4 years, he's getting $4.9 million, which includes a $1.7 million signing bonus. So that's the max deal you could get, and I'd be fine with a couple million dollars.
And I had heard on National Talk Radio that he is expected to be the starter.
Well, that's what you see. I have no idea. I haven't really been keeping track. I've seen headlines where they say, yeah, right now he's on track to maybe win that starting job, but it's not camp time. I mean, they've got the young guys there. I don't know if the veterans have showed up yet or not.
I don't know.
I think so, but it's not. There's still a lot of practice to be done, so he'll have his work cut out. I mean, I could definitely see him get that job, but there's other guys competing for it, and they're on an NFL roster for a reason, so we'll see what he can do. A little bit of negative news. Michael Floyd, it seems like he wants to end his NFL career. I guess he was on house arrest for his DUI, which I didn't realize he was actually on house arrest for that. But while on his house arrest, he tested positive for alcohol while being on house arrest because of a DUI. So I don't know what his deal is. Maybe he's so depressed that he's playing for the Vikings. I don't know.
So was he not supposed to have any alcohol, and they come around to check up on him?
I mean, he's on house arrest, so he probably stay off of, or stay away from alcohol for a while. Well, yeah, because I know a guy locally, he's on house arrest, and his brother, he's living with his brother, and his brother isn't allowed to have any alcohol on the property.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Then Jess Samardzija, he hit his third home run of his career, but it was a record. It's the longest one in a couple of years, 445 feet. So that's pretty amazing for a guy that's, it was just his third home run. So they said maybe he'll get a few more at bats after this, but it was in a stadium where the, you know, higher elevation where the air is a little bit thinner, so that helped him out a little bit. But still, good things from former Notre Dame player. So, but that's all I got.
All right, we plan on doing a podcast next week, which would be the Monday before July 4th, and then we may take a week off unless major
on the week of the 4th.
Yeah, on the week of the 4th. Randall and I will be in Minnesota doing some fishing up there.
It's time for a little break.
Yeah. So if major news would break, we would do one on the week of the 4th, but as of right now, we might take a break. So thank you guys for listening. Check back next week. We will have a podcast next week. And until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.